This is Clapback, written by Cravats Are Cool, and read by Sun Keystadora. It had been 48 days since Kevin first arrived at the safe house. 49 if he rounded. God, is this what it's coming to? Kevin thought, disgusted with himself. Rounding? It was the little things he missed. Working on his book, Cheddar, movies starring actors that were not Nicolas Cage. He missed Raymond. It was silly, of course, to miss what wasn't missing. Raymond would arrive for a visit that same day, as he always did Tuesdays and Thursdays at precisely 6:21 p.m. Kevin realized with a sinking feeling that he was rather dreading it. The Raymond that had been visiting was not the Raymond he had fallen in love with. He was acting as more of a captain than a husband. Kevin longed to read silently in bed together, not face a lecture on new addendums and safety protocol. Raymond hadn't even told one joke since this whole debacle began. Raymond, of all people! Has Jake been talking this entire time? Kevin had grown adept at tuning the other man out. It was a skill he took no pride in. He, of all people, knew how irritating it could be to speak about a subject he was passionate about and have no one listen. He was being rude, so he banished his misery for the moment. Bynes said some really messed up stuff on Twitter. I mean, like, we're talking, real bad. Kevin immediately regretted paying attention to what Jake was saying. So then Rihanna clapped back and said, I'm sorry. Kevin interrupted, brow furrowing. Did you say clapped back? Jake's mouth opened wide in a strange expression. Kevin couldn't tell if it was glee or shock. You don't know what a clapback is? I am not sure I want to. Aw. Jake shifted on the couch to face him head on. Aren't smart people supposed to want to learn stuff? I am not interested in the realm of popular culture. He may have caved and watched several terrible action films, but there was a line. Kevin had principles. Jake would not be deterred. Come on, when in Rome. Inexplicably, he trailed off in the middle of the phrase. Kevin could not abide that. Romano vivito more, he finished. Jake's eyes glazed over. What? Kevin sighed deeply. It was to be expected, he supposed, that Jake didn't have even a basic grip on Latin. Undoubtedly a failing of the public school system. Then live in the Roman fashion. Am I getting this wrong? And don't get me wrong, that's totally possible. But I was looking more for, like, do as the Romans do? Then either finish the proverb or don't say it at all. Kevin snapped. Ridiculous, really. Jake bit his lip and nodded slowly. Okay. Okay, cool, totes. An embarrassed heat rose to Kevin's face, and the collar of his shirt suddenly felt far too constricting. His behavior of late was becoming downright unseemly. Jake pressed forward. Anyway, so a clapback. How do I explain? It was useless. Jake was determined, and Kevin was no coward, unwilling to quite literally crawl away on his belly to escape the conversation. He resigned himself to his fate.
It's like a diss, you know?
Kevin did not know.
A devastating burn? Drop the mic. They come at you, and then you go back at them, but harder, like a finish him type of thing.
Kevin's eyebrows climbed higher and higher, sitting atop his face in silent judgment as Jake scrambled for words to explain.
Nope, you're not getting any of this. That's on me. I've got to speak your language.
I say, Jake adopted an insultingly snooty tone. A clapius bacchicus is akin to a withering rebuttal. Why, yes, professor, that's right. I do have the college words and smarticles. thesis, statement. Jolly good show. And it's British now.
He won't stop talking.
Kevin could feel the onset of a headache pounding against the confines of his skull. I understand now, Jacob, he said tersely.
Yikes, Jacob.
Jake almost seemed to rethink the conversation. Almost being the key word. Instead, he whined like a petulant child.
But I haven't even explained the most important part.
What? Kevin asked, tone utterly flat.
This.
Jake clapped. Kevin waited for only a moment. He was rapidly running out of patience.
What?
He asked again, now thoroughly exasperated. Jake clapped twice.
Like this.
Kevin clapped before he spoke, feeling foolish. Like this?
Oh, you're trying so hard, and failing so much harder. It's kind of incredible.
Jake searched through his pockets.
I don't have a phone, so I can't show you.
Show me videos of people clapping?
No, it's an emoji. Jake paused a beat. There are those little pictures on people's phones.
I know what an emoji is.
Ooh, 21st century man, I see. Fancy. So, the little clapping hands emoji, right?
That wasn't a question, but Kevin played along.
Right. People put it in between the words.
Jake clapped along with what he was saying. Kevin certainly hoped that Jake didn't mean what he had said, because as it was, Jake was clapping in between syllables, not words. Jake continued, characteristically oblivious of his error.
Course, they don't usually do it in real life, but I have to because, you know, we're in real life. No laptops or phones or anything.
Kevin suspected that Jake was in mourning. Still, I believe I'm beginning to comprehend. Why clap at all? Jake's gestures were wild as he blustered.
Well, because that's what makes it a clapback instead of just a diss-toy.
Thank you for that important distinction, Kevin said dryly. There was a flurry of five knocks in quick succession. Raymond.
Wait, before I get that.
Jake's eyes were shining, his grin boyish in nature.
Gimme a clapback.
Absolutely not.
Please, please, please. I won't eat any pizza pockets in here for a day.
2 days, Kevin countered.
3 days!
Why Jake was increasing the days was a mystery, but even Kevin had limits and temptations. He was only a man. Under no circumstances will you tell Raymond about this.
Keeping secrets from the captain? With his husband?
Jake couldn't contain his obvious glee.
Yes, a million times yes.
Kevin briefly closed his eyes and took a deep breath in through his nose to work up the nerve. He glanced from side to side furtively, though rather pointlessly. No one would witness this. A tragedy the world would never know. No one had even been in the house, except himself, occasionally his husband, and the current source of his misery, Jake.
This is absurd,
Kevin groused, clapping to punctuate each syllable. Jake made a long, drawn-out series of squealing noises before crawling towards the door as fast as he could.
Hellmouth nightmares are worth it!
Kevin slithered after him.
Let Seamus Murphy have me, he privately despaired. My life is already forfeit.
The end. Thank you for listening, and if you liked this, please leave feedback for the author or myself on Archive of Our Own. Thank you.